The season up here is very good this year because of the rain. So the trees have flourished in the, with the water, and the fruit is abundant on quite a few trees compared to last year when it was a bit drier and there was not much fruit around. So it's really good pickings this year. And the fruit are fat, nice and fat, and good picking for all.
Now, we'll have a lot of people listening, Lenny, who have probably never tried gubbinge. Can you explain to us sort of what it looks like and what it tastes like?
Well, the gubbinge is in between the sizes of a grape and a cherry, various shapes, various shades of green. The taste of the gubbinge, some could be sweet, some could be quite tangy. It just depends on the quality of the vitamins that are in the fruit, the vitamin C. So there are quite a few different species of gubbinge, and so they all contain different amounts of vitamin C inside.
If I was interviewing, say, a table grape grower, I'd ask what the quality's like this year. Is it easy to tell what the quality's like when you're harvesting bush tucker?
By tasting, yes, you can, because if it, you know, if it's really tangy, you know that it's got a good amount of vitamin C in it. And if it's kind of tastes like it's been blanched, for instance, well, you'll be able to tell that the vitamin C is actually down in that fruit, so you'd probably pick that one last.
Right. And so at the moment, how would you describe the quality this year of gubbinge?
A lot of the fruit that we've been picking around our community is been quite tangy, so it's been good quality fruit, high in vitamin C, yeah.
And can you explain to us what a typical day looks like during harvest? What happens?
During harvest, a typical day would be like, obviously, getting out of bed and motivating yourself to get out there in the heat, because it is quite warm.
Yep.
And finding yourself a tree that's abundant and scanning it over to see which fruit are ripe and which fruit aren't ripe, because on the same tree you probably have 30% that's ripe and 70% that's not ripe. So you've got to selectively pick your fruit, and so you're up a ladder trying to get to the top of the tree where the most of the fruit are ripe. In this process, you're also squatting marsh flies and mosquitoes, and because a lot of the trees that we pick are wild, so there's lots of bush around them and lots of mozzies and sandflies come out, marsh flies. So you pick your fruit, and it's been good as well with the rain, because there is a moth that lays its egg on the fruit that eventually burrows into the fruit, a little caterpillar. So the rain's been good this year and washing off the eggs, and we haven't had much fruit that's been affected by the moth. So you're probably picking 3-4 hours a day in the morning and 3-4 hours in the evening. So you try and fill your quota.
Yeah, because the final product, Lenny, we keep hearing about the demand for gubbinge and Kakadu plum. Are you noticing that at essentially your farm gate? You're making money?
We won't complain about it. Kimberley Wild Gubbinge not only harvests its fruit, but it also processes it into a powder, into a wafer. And we're having a steady flow of business, yes. And we're also doing a savanna enrichment program with our nursery, and we have a good success rate with propagating our seeds.
That's right. You're actually planting more gubbinge trees into the environment.
That's right. Yes. We're giving back to the country.
Hey, so just finally, how would you describe this industry and what it means to the Indigenous communities right across the Dampier Peninsula?
Well, for Indigenous people, it's a good source of income, and if it's managed right, it can be a big profitable business, because there is a demand out there for it in lots of facial, like cosmetic, in the cosmetic industry, also in the vitamins industry. They're doing a lot of testing on gubbinge, where it, you know, affects and counteracts cancer cells in the human body. It's just a matter of Indigenous people getting the support of building a industry out of this and keeping it Indigenous. Like Kimberley Wild Gubbinge, we're the first Indigenous corporation that process and the governance on our community. So there is opportunity for other organisations to do that.
Really appreciate your time on the Country Hour today. Great to hear that the season's going well. How long have you got?
We have till the end of February.
End of Feb. All right. Yeah, well, we might touch base then, see how it all wrapped up for you.
No problems, Matt. Thank you.